I think it's this week.
So Siman Tufman Aleph, touching me Tufman Hay, Sif Aleph, Mishaburus of Cotton Aleph. So look that you can't use, you only can use Maim Shalonu. Says Mishaburu, Bein Matzah Mitzvah, Bein Shar Matzah. Any matzahs which you make, whether the matzah is Mitzvah or not, must use Maim which has had time to sit overnight and to cool. Beis Elab Maim Shalonu. They sit overnight after they've been drawn from the water has been drawn. Vatam, because of Rashi Bivamara. Why is it? So why is there the requirement of Mayim Shalom? So the Mora says like this: Shamayonis be Meinisin Heim Chamin. The Mayonis Pesel time are warmer than the outer air. The Mishnah says that the sun, that time of year, rides lower in the sky, and therefore, it, as it were, would warm up the water which is beneath the ground. So that's one reason. So the Gemara seems to understand that the Gemara is understanding that the earth is flat. So when the sun goes below the surface of the below the horizon, it's going now beneath the ground and warming up the Mayonis. That's when the more discussions in that context whether the earth is flat or not. We cannot use it right away. As soon as you take it up, see, I can't compete with you. So either I'll wait for you to finish, or you'll step aside, or you'll be fine. The Chazal asked her to use that water which for Lisha purposes, as soon as it comes out of the ground. The Habi Lahu Aim Maim Chamin Shasr Lodish Behem. We can't use warm water because warm water speeds up, accelerates the chemo's process, and we're concerned. So over here also the water is warmer, and therefore we have a concern. So the only solution is by sitting overnight out in the open, the water cools off. Long the time that they must be in the kelim. The right time to take them out of the ground. Yes, brother, come in. It's going to explain here in this sif. Okay.
So they're worried that the water is a few degrees warmer. That's why.
Right.
So what? I mean, what about the whole Lisha? Why don't you say you can't do Lisha except at night? I mean, the temperature. I'm going to say you shouldn't do any Lisha by day because at night it's cooler. If you're being careful,
it's an interesting question. We say, and Chanami says later on that there's a case where you have the sun coming in directly into the area where you're working, or
yeah.
It's already warmed up earlier later in the day. You can't do it.
Is there anything you can't do it under the sun? I mean,
is it,
you can't do it under the sun.
Yeah,
but there's nothing. It has to be indoors. But there's nothing you have to do it at night.
You can't have you can't have direct sun coming in.
Okay.
Nowadays, I mean, the areas where we do it, I mean, that's in the, obviously, the challenge that they had is they have an oven there.
Mm-hmm.
So nowadays, you go to certain places, they'll have, but like there's a barrier between where the shots are, you walk in, there's air conditioning, in the leisure room.
So very makbid on that now.
And the oven is, you know, because of this concern of the heat.
Okay.
Somewhere else, I think they do that. Okay, Gimel. So whether it's water from a be'er, whether it's water or from a maya, whether from a bore or whether from a maya, whether it's water from a river. Gimel. Ben she'min mehen me'nehoris. V'av she'enon nimshochim mimayonis, v'l'shachim atam shaksavnu. Even though they are not coming out of the ground, they're flowing along the surface of the ground. So why do we need lina for them? We should let them sit and cool. They did absorb a certain amount of energy from the sun by daytime while they're running in the river. So what's the right thing to do? You do she'iva samach leben hashmashos. Now, why the chaschilo roy menachon l'shabim ben hashmashos mamish? The proper time really to do it is ben hashmashos. Keshitzanu hamayim b'machuber yud beis shos b'yam. You'll allow them to have the day time to cool. Because the mayonis are cool by day and warm by night. So they will have 12 hours to cool by day in the ground. And then they'll have Yidbe Shos, the Ba'avra, and they'll have 12 hours to cool in the night air. So that would be the right thing to do. So you get a full 12 hours in the ground, underneath the ground, that's cooling by day, and then 12 hours in the night air and cooling by night. It's difficult to get ben shmoshes precisely. Therefore, lisha some of the ben shmoshes. We allowed a person to do it some of the ben shmoshes. So, and samach means samach. It means it's as close as possible to sunset. Okay, ve'en lahokol lechatchil lisha of harbe mibayim. It's not proper to draw earlier in the day. And that actually starts drawing when night already has started, so then you're not going to have all your night hours. And that's not correct. Okay. But to become welcome, but you have a shenisha who harbored me, but you're him in the hachmer. Even though you drew them earlier in the day, the lean of the lila will work for it. Okay. That is, if you drew it too earlier in the day. If they did shiva at night time, along with his kadim chatzais, so you need to have 12 hours from the time of the drawing until you use it. Even if some of those hours are made up in the day. So if the person, instead of drawing it at 6 o'clock when the sun sets, he only gets around to drawing it at 9 o'clock, since before Chatzos, but you can't use it in the morning until before 9 o'clock. You need 12 hours of sitting before you use it. Okay. So the Mechaber said, the Ramo said, some of the Benishmashes, the Mechaber says, O Benishmashes. Today she ever all at Mayim, Laila Shlema, Tlishim in the Mechaber. We want a whole night to pass by where the item is not attached to the water in the ground. Benishmashes, Hula Acha Shetishka Chama, Aseska Kachavim. It's from the time the sun sets until the stars come out. A day which is cloudy. So it's better to do earlier rather than later. Because you're not sure exactly when it is. It's better to do earlier rather than later. You can't use them actually ever halayla kula, but you can't use them until you have a whole night to sit. Once the night has passed, even though there hasn't been 12 hours since they've been drawn, there's what to permit it.
What do you mean by that?
What do you understand? It's after Lusha Shachar, it hasn't been 12 hours since you drew the water. The person drew the water at Benish Moshe's, sunset at 6. Drew the water at 6:20, Spanish Moshes. Elisha Shachar, sunrises at six, it's around the time of year. Elisha Shachar is 4:40. So by the time Shoshana Shachar comes, it's been, so Shoshana Shachar is not 12 hours, another 2 hours to go until, almost 2 hours to go until you have 12 hours. Right? So he's saying you can use it even though it hasn't been 12 hours. Okay. Zion. Okay. See, if the case was, what's it going on? In a case where it's hot outside, so you have to put them into a cellar which keeps them cool. And if it's cold outside, you put them outside and that keeps them cold. Zayin, yinichim emartiv shukar, bim ein lo emartiv, yinichim besoch habayis. If he has no cellar to put in the house, but it can't be a room which has an oven,
has a radiator.
It has, he's probably talking about a fireplace. But the same idea. It has to be an unheated room. Otherwise, it's going to heat it up. So the person deal with, so that's very nice. You're living wherever you're living.
Very far north. Pace of time, it's freezing.
So the water is too cold. You can't do leisha with it. It'll kill the it's very, very hard to mix with the flour. So you can't warm it up. They bring shuva. The Mishnah brings a shuva from Dayan Weiss that you can't cool it. You can't warm it up. In the same way, case we have, we have someone which has a room, has some type of a room temperature, has some type of a heat control, and it's not a fireplace which just got open fire, but that's a heat control. So that's ready. If it doesn't feel hot, it's mutter. If it doesn't feel warm, it's mutter.
Fireplace with an open fire has heat control.
No, it doesn't.
Right.
Don't keep them inside. And if it's cold outside and warm inside, you don't leave them inside because then it's hot inside. You may learn martiv. No, sorry. Ches. If you meet him by martiv of a bayis from a sikkim boy, you were the kamun behago. If you did put it in such a place, so you can't use it. We'll see what you can do with it. Tests. You have to get up in the morning to bring them. If you, in a case you left them outside to cool off overnight, you have to bring them in before the sun rises. You don't want them warming up in the heat of the sun. They're outside in a place where the sun, where it comes up, would reach them. In a place where the sun does not reach there, in Lochish, no problem. Come on, simon tough and test. Evaluate the initial. Mi abayem ma'ona. Mechogam nitzarach ladatag lathnisim kadam shasas zricha. The yom the eva kula shimsha. The most fascinating idea that a cloudy day has more heat problems than a sunny day. Because the cloud can spread the heat evenly over a large area, so we say every it's like the whole place is full of sun, as opposed to a sunny day, where only where the sun is reaching is considered a problem of chimutz. So in case it's a cloudy day, you have to be very careful to make sure that before the sun rises, you don't have it out there. Okay. If you put it these places where it shouldn't be, but it didn't stay there long enough to heat up, so then it's not a problem. If it wasn't there till it heated up, then it's not a problem. If they became lukewarm, it's been heated already. It means there was heat which is absorbed into this water. We don't know how much is there. We can't take chances. What's called parshim? It reaches the temperature of chamimus haroik. How hot is chamim roik? Roik is 98.6 degrees. It comes out of the interior of the person. Chamimus haroik is the same temperature as a person's body temperature. Now, usually, a little bit of spit flies through the air, so it cools off very quickly. But the actual heat of the roik that comes out of the body is like the temperature of the body. Which to the body, to the surface of the body, would feel warm. Because a person's surface temperature is 20, 25 degrees below his internal temperature. Because surface temperature is in the 70s. That's why you go into water, which is 70 degrees, and you don't feel like you're very cold. Well, if your body temperature is 98.6, and you put something which is 73 degrees, you say, wow, that's, you know, it should be freezing cold, comparatively. No, it's not. The surface temperature of your body is about 70. So saying if the water gets heated to the temperature of chamimus haroik, that's already considered pressure. It's lukewarm water. If you notice any difference in any rise in temperature, even if it's not the amount, it didn't reach chamimus haroik, also a problem. You shouldn't use it. If you know the temperature didn't rise, so even though it was sitting out in the direct sun, you got there quickly enough before the temperature that had a chance to affect it. Didn't heat up, so it's not a problem. And he says, when you take the heat...
Wouldn't this be a problem even if it didn't reach the temperature?
No. You said even if it didn't reach, or since it didn't reach?
Even.
No, I'm saying since it didn't reach the temperature, which is problematic, it didn't warm up. It wasn't hukamu, so I said, but yeah, but even chachim, you don't put it there, you don't leave it out overnight, and then it sits out in the morning when the sun rises, you get a problem. You have to bring it, get up early every morning, bring it inside. He said, no. Well, at least I can tell you in the case of the bidyabed, if you didn't, then you know it didn't eat, so then it's not a problem. Then he says when you transport the water and there's open air, so you have to make sure that the water is covered.
The water is covered?
Correct. If you need to transport outside, you have to make sure that it's covered. Shemalach HaMayim, Ritzalim. You take it from the cellar where it's stored to the place where you're going to knead the dough. Mm-hmm. You have to cover it. You shouldn't have the sun warming it. You should be covering it the other time when it's going. From where you drew it to your house, store overnight, even though the sun has set already, you don't want anything else to getting inside of there. So besides the chashash of the water warming, which you take, you're not worried about because it's nighttime, sun has set already. So what are you worried about? Well, worried about another possibility that something fell in there. You don't want what fell in there, maybe something which is chometz. The sun and mayim b'shas hashiva. Beveged Lovan Benaki. So this concern of the possibility that maybe something which is common that fell into the water, so the solution is to sift through the water, would be run the water through a sieve, and that'll catch any. So the sieve would be this brand new, clean, white garment, piece of cloth, and that'll take out any chametz which is there, you know, because it's very fine, very very fine mesh. Okay. The beggar love and been lucky. So cloth is a very fine mesh. It's going to catch any chametz which is there. If the kli you're using is glass, which is see, it's transparent. It's not enough to cover it, just to cover on top. Because the sun will heat through the walls, the glass walls. You'd have to cover the walls also, besides just covering the top. Okay, when Pesach falls out on Motzei Shabbos, you should draw the water or Yud Gimel.
About covering the walls as well as the top.
The you're carrying the Maim Shalono in a kli, so you say cover the kli. It's going in the sun, cover the kli. Let's say the container which you're holding the Maim Shalono is, it's glass. It's transparent. So you cover the top, but that's really a bracha l'matola because there's also sun coming in on the sides. So you'd have to cover the sides also.
What bracha?
Means it's not, it doesn't help you. It's a phrase. Doesn't accomplish anything. Yodalid. And Pesach will have to be Matzi Shabbos. Yesh Lishav. The fee Shem Masha Kosev of Machar B'Sim and Tov Nun Ches the Yom Yodal Shechalius B'Shabbos Loshen B'Erev Shabbos. Enru Musakla. If you're going like the shita which holds that you're going to bake the matzahs in Erev on Yud Gimel, which is Erev Shabbos, Yudal of the Shabbos, Motzei Shabbos is Tetzvav, so the Seder is the night of Tetzvav. You're going to bake on Erev Shabbos, so of course you need Mayim Shalom. It's not a Kiddush. Okay, but so where's the issue? Divrei Bal Hagon, the Morim Loisin Shenloigim Lefes Belel Pesach, but Motzei Shabbos were Shom Batur. It's going in the opinion which holds that you bake Motzei Shabbos. So it came out to be the same way they used to bake matzahs erev Pesach after Chatzos. The same matzahs mitzvah. We call it Matzah's Mitzvah. So the case where Erev Pesach came out to be on Shabbos, so what do you do? So the first opinion says you bake it on Friday. Second opinion says you bake it on Motzei Shabbos. If you bake it on Motzei Shabbos, so when are you going to draw the water? So it says you draw the water Thursday night for Motzei Shabbos. The Erev Shabbos Benesh Moshe, I draw it Friday afternoon, or Friday, Benesh Moshe's, and I sit overnight Friday night. English, Yechalim, they can't do it then. Dein Shabbos Mechalim, you can't do it on Motzei Shabbos, you can't draw this water to prepare you for Motzei Shabbos. Benesh Moshe, Sveik Shabbos. So you can't do Benesh Moshe's. In other words, which means that the Mishnah seems to be holding that we're not going to allow you to do a hachana to banish Moshe's you say, where guys are in Shul Spanish Rosses?
Well, it's only a
Shul. Al-Khan is only a Durban. Chazal did not ask the Durban to finish Moshe's. So you can't do it once the sun sets. It's a Safik Shabbos, you can't do Achal. So do it on Erev Shabbos right before the sun sets. Benishmoshes, you can't do it Erev Shabbos then. Shem Yachar Biyasas, Benishmoshes, because you might end up doing it too late. Benishmoshes. Within Afa Oifin Belel Yom Tov Sheni, a certain lisha ben hashmasha shal yom tov rishon and yom tov mechel chaverik tzichel lisha v'ayud yudal. Similar, some people have admitted that they bake not only the first night, they bake the second night also. So the matzahs for the first night they bake in erev Pesach, and when Pesach falls out on Shabbos, erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so they bake in motzei Shabbos. That's group number one. Group number two. Excuse me, night number two, some people have a minute to even bake the second night. So when you draw that water? So you can't draw the water on the night of the second night. It has to sit overnight before you can use it. Can't draw it on the first, because it's like Shabbos. To do it on Yom Tov, you can't do it. Do it before Yom Tov, you're going to forget and do it on Yom Tov. During Benish Moshes. So you'd have to do it the night before. So even in the case of it's on a weekday, if your minig is to bake masa the second night, you're going to have to draw water on towards right before Benish Moshes at the end of Yud Gimel, going into Yud Dalet. Okay. A person did not draw the water. He forgot to draw the water over here. In this case of Thursday, Shabbos was Erev Pesach. Pesach is Motzi Shabbos, so you can't draw the water on the end of Shabbos. You can't draw the beginning of Shabbos. You do it Thursday before the end of Thursday, right before the Leil Shishi. If you forgot to do that, Yochalisha Erev Shabbos Mibad Yom. So you do it Erev Shabbos, and you do it earlier in the day. Afilu, but Yom Galim, it's a long, it's not Samach Ben Hashemash, as we said before, it's not proper. The Chachilu, but yeah, we're Samach, you draw it and let it sit overnight. The same halacha would then apply to people that are baking that Erev, not on Pesach itself, but on people who are baking earlier on, and they want to bake on the. They want to bake on Sunday morning. So remember, the normal time to do it is Ben Hashemashah. Ben Hashemashah is a Motzei Shabbos, you can't do it. So you can't do it Friday night either. So you have to do it Thursday night. So the water you're going to use for Sunday morning, you have to do Thursday night already. Lisa Chachil. The same would be true, people who bake early before Pesach. In the case you're baking on a Sunday, you have to draw the water ready Thursday before right on Shkia time. And in a case where you didn't draw then, so you draw Erev Shabbos earlier in the day. Fine. Omen. If Shachal Hachin Mibayim, Yachim and Hashemash is Ayadei Akum, Yashin Afil Ayadei Atzma. Get back to this case over here where Shabbos, you didn't draw it on Thursday night, you didn't draw it on Friday afternoon, so we're going to allow you on. Hello? Baruch Hashem. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Very good. Shkayach. Call to. Bye. Okay. So I'm going to do it now on Friday. I need to use Motzei Shabbos. So either because Pesach is Motzei Shabbos and I'm baking Motzei Shabbos, or because I'm baking Sunday morning, and I should prepare it really Thursday, beginning of Shemoshes, and I have it ready for Sunday for Motzei Shabbos or for Sunday. But I forgot, and so he said, okay, so do it Erev Shabbos in the afternoon. Earlier in the day, you won't make any mistakes. You forgot that also. Now it's already been a shmoshes Friday night, so you can ask the guy to do it because it's shvus to shvus. It's two drabonans. One is it's two drabonans amir lakum an and iser v'achonah. It's two drabonans b'malka mitzvah, which is definitely mutter. As a matter of fact, v'yishetim afilari atzmoi. So what's that about? Because we hold that kol rishon mishum shvus lekozer ben shmoshes. The Sarak Mitzvah. So therefore the person himself will be allowed to do it. I don't necessarily get somebody else to do it. I have a guy do it. I can do it myself. It's the Rabbanan, the Sarak Mitzvah. So Ben Hashmoshes, because that word goes around shoes, and Ben Hashmoshes, the Sarak Mitzvah. Shalos, why is it only Yesh Materim? Look how, what's wrong with that argument? Look how that argument seems to be compelling arguments. He seems to be hesitant to say that possibly, like you said before, we didn't allow you to draw then because we don't look at the Yisra Vachonah like a shuz, which is Mutar Ben Hashmoshes. Okay. I just did a shir yesterday. I was in Lakewood. Dov Minchas somewhere, so the person was giving a shir afterwards, and he was talking about Hakhana. I want to set the table on the end of the first day Yom Tov to be able to be ready the night of the second night for the Seder of the second night. And I wanted to start after Shetzu Chachavim, starting to set the table. I wanted to set the table earlier. So he wanted to argue that. So here we're not talking about the Ben Shemoshes of Erev Shabbat, talking about the Ben Shemoshes of Erev Yom, talking about the Ben Shemoshes of Motzei Yom. It's the end of the first day. Ben Shemoshes of the first day is going into the second night. You want to do the Rabbanans during Ben Shemoshes because they weren't guys on shoes on the Rabbanan Ben Shemoshes. So does it apply that Allah there's no issue of shoes during Ben Shemoshes? Does it apply only to Erev Shabbos, even to Motzei Shabbos? So Kierkegaard says it only applies to Erev Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, so what's the argument? I have, that's my, Ben Shemosh, you said of the Heter is because there's a Sofer. And I have a Cheskes Heter, Batsim, which tells me that this is the man of Heter. So I assume it's Vaitra is the man of Heter, and therefore I'm allowed to do my Durbanos. But Shabbos going into Motzei Shabbos, or Yoptiv going into Motzei Yoptiv, then you have a Cheskes Isser.
I have Yoptiv going into.
I said, what?
First day of Yom Tov, the
second. Right, so I want to set my table on the end of the first day of Yom Tov, the Ben Shemoshes, to be ready for the second night, for the Seder. As soon as they say, come, I want to be ready. Because you're supposed to start right away, both nights. Well, you know, what happens the second night many times is that, you know, you come in and you know, your wife is busy washing dishes, and they're busy setting the table, you know, and you have to wait a little bit before you can start. So the chachil, that's not preferred in a little bit. You should start to say it right away, but the second night also. So the argument was now, can I set the table ben hashmoshes? Well, I can't because it's hachana. Because I'm being mechen from the first day yom tov for the second day yom tov. So I'm being mechen ben hashmoshes for the second day yom tov, which is also. Well, I'll tell you, no, there's a heter shus ben hashmoshes is mutter. The tzarech mitzvah. So said, this is tzarech mitzvah to make sure that it's done properly. And it's a shuster by a banish moshe, it should be mutter. Comes to Kregor and says, no. The inner banish moshe, the head of banish moshe, there's only the banish moshe, only the banish moshe of the beginning of the Shabbos, or the beginning of a Yom Tov. That first night. Because you're coming in with a cheskes heter from the daytime, that's not Isser yet. Now you're going to say, maybe now this man came in his also to suffer, give a cheskes heter, tells you that it's mutter still. But Motzi Shabbos, or Motzi Yom Tov, the chesed, the chazaka tells you that it's awesome. Because until now, you say, well, maybe now it's mutter. Maybe now. But now the chazaka tells me it's still usur. But the mitzvah, there are poskim which argue on the kibeger and hold the benish moshes. The din of legos rishus which benish moshes applies to mutzi yom tov mutzi shabbos also. So according to them, theoretically, you could do a chonah. So then somebody asked the question this year, do you have to say baruch hamalach domin kadosh kadosh before you start doing malacha? I'm doing the yom tov day one to yom tov day two. Mm-hmm. I'm doing a chonah. Right, so it's a tzarich mitzvah. So it's a chana ben hashmoshes. It's a drabana ben hashmoshes. It's a tzarich mitzvah. God logos of shoots ben hashmoshes. Great. So I have to say baruch hamavdo. So we were discussing it after the shir. I'm not very sure about that, because the whole heter is because that you're arguing that it's not yantav anymore. It's called. But your head is built the fact that it's not malacha. So it's a maisa, which isn't a maisa, which is batsim. There's no isra batsim of taking something off and putting on the table. The only issue is because it's hachana. Mm-hmm. She told me that that's chol. Let's say in a regular bona fide Motzi Shabbos. Simple Motzi Shabbos. It's clearly Motzi Shabbos. And I want to take something out from the drawer and put on the table. So, oh, hachana. No, it's chol, so it's not chol anymore. Yeah. I told this chol is on yom. There's no the baruch hamavdo being kaddish on such a situation because there's no iser. If I'm a malach, I can't do malach to say baruch hamavdo. Over here, I'm doing malach. I'm doing something which is the ma'aseh betim is mutter. The whole iser is mitzvah hachana shaboy, and the tzaddik is not yom tov, it's not a chana. So what do you need baruch hamavdo for? That's what I was saying. He was saying that you know he was masupe. I don't hear the tzad otherwise. The it's partial like that.
What are you talking about on the second layer?
Second night of Pesach. You have to say Baruch Hamavdo in Kodesh to Kodesh. Baruch
Hamavdo in Kodesh to Kodesh, like on a Saturday night.
Right, so that would be that's what the person asked. I think that's wrong. I think that's not true. I don't think you'd have to say Baruch Hamavdo in that situation. If it would be, it would be interesting. Hechatim, so where do you say Baruch Hamavdo between 2 days Yom Tov without not being Motzei Shabbos? That'd be interesting. You know, one of these interesting riddles that they ask. You know, okay. You should take from the rivers and not from the bears. Because we said already before that the sun goes beneath the karka, and a bear is rising, and therefore the bear is warm up. But the rivers which are on the surface don't have that heat from below, which is heating them. But the place where they come out of the ground, they're nerveyah from, they come out of the ground, they attack are warm. But as they flow, they cool off. So, I'll be upstairs.
Oh, okay.
So, but in a place where they, so rivers have that advantage over Be'eris that they're not going to, that they don't have this heat issue. Except in a place where the rivers are very full, because of the snow melting, etc., then you should use the water for the bear. Yitzayin, Meshar Shlogim. Those may bear, smis karim, but yes, may ham. Because now, if I'm comparing rivers to which are coming off the mountains from the melting of the snow, and the river's coming out of the water coming out of the bear, the opposite is the bears are cooler. Why? The sun heats up the snow and melts it, and then it warms up the water. So that's even more direct of a heat transfer than the bears beneath the surface. So comparing the two, bears are considered colder than the main Naharis. Okay. Then he said the issue of that Chazal said when water is there's water which has been drawn and it's present in the place where a mace passes away, a person passes away becomes a mace. So whoever is living in the Shkunas HaMace in the immediately adjacent to the area where the mace is. That water is the kind of to drink, and you have to pour the water out. So the Mechaber said, Ramos said, we don't do that to Maim Shalom. because of Shemar Mitzvah Lo Yedah Davar Ra. Yud Ches Ein Lishpach the Shemar Mitzvah Lo Yedah Davar Ra. So I'm doing it for a mitzvah purpose. Now, look at the only the matzahs of the night of Pesach, the first night. But lav dafka be matzahs mitzvah. The within the shem matzahs shesarach the Pesach. The truth is, we're going to give it in the shem matzahs l'yedah davara. Any of the matzahs of the whole of Pesach. So he says, what's that kapshat in that? It's not really a mitzvah. Well, it is a mitzvah to eat matzah, not eat chametz. So when I'm eating matzah, I'm doing it because the Rebbe told me to eat matzah. So there is an element of that the Baruch Hu would not allow the mitzvah to be the source of the problem for a person. So therefore, it's not concerned about it. If you have other water which has been hadlina, nachol nasus came b'shar matzahs. For other matzahs, use other water. But the water which you drew for matzah's mitzvah, that you shouldn't pour out, even if you can get other water instead. So what are you being so frum? So therefore, you're not allowed to pour that water out and use the other water. Use this water, which is here in the shkuna, for the purpose of matzah's mitzvah. And don't be so squeamish. The pasuk says, "Shemar Mitzvah Lo Yedah Davar Ra." You're fine. This would apply also with the word that the halacha says in a case where the tekufa falls. Stop here. In the case where the tekufa falls, so the water of that time is dangerous. Also, that doesn't apply over here.